Names are very specific things. For example, only people who don't know our colleague Robert Siegel call him Bob. He goes by Robert, no nickname. Commentator Anna Abra-Flaster says if Robert were Cuban, that would never do.
Just before my friend Julie left on our trip to Cuba, I taught her to say bald, fat bookseller in Spanish. If she wanted to find my busy uncle in downtown Havana, she needed to describe him Cuban style. But Julie is one of those polite New Englanders who hesitates before describing someone as short. Cubans just don't pussyfoot around people's physical traits, I told her. In fact, every Cuban has a nickname, and it usually spotlights what in the U.S. would be unmentionable. The sheer number of Manolos, Marias, and Joses makes a nickname indispensable in my native country. In our small neighborhood alone, we had four Pepes. Pepe el Tintorero, the dry cleaner, Pepe el Bisco, cross-eyed Pepe, Pepito, little Pepe, and Pepe Caiman, alligator Pepe. That Pepe ate a lot. No one remembers their last names. I only lived in Cuba until I was five. After that, we settled in the polite, mind-your-own-beeswax state of New Hampshire, so sometimes I get skeptical about these nicknames. You couldn't possibly have called those people those names to their faces, I'd ask my grandmother. She'd say, of course we did. Remember, no one knew about self-esteem then. Even Fea, or Ugly, knew her nickname. Her own mother would call out, Fea, at mealtimes, and no one flinched. The only exception to this naming free-for-all was Alfredo Malanga. Alfredo's head resembled a malanga, a potato-like tuber, so calling him Malanga was a no-brainer. But his mother put her foot down once when someone called him Malanga on the city bus. From that day forward, she cleared the nickname for use only in the neighborhood, not in public. And that may be why such fiercely intimate nicknames existed without rancor. Our community was family. Sometimes I wonder if Fea suffered because of her name, or if somewhere Alfredo Malanga sits sad and alone thinking about the shape of his head. Then I remember that Cubans aren't the only namesmiths. In a lot of ways, we're like Native Americans, old-time mafiosi, and street-loving people from New Orleans to Brooklyn. Creative people who told it as they saw it and loved people as they came.
Anna Abra-Flaster lives in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.